The scent of my perfume still lingers on your skin. You once told me it was sweet and intoxicating. But now I know you just can't wait to jump in that shower and wash it away before you go and see her. You know, it's funny to me that you think I don't notice. Of course I notice. We've lived together for 5 fucking years. I know your routine, I know your habits, and I know your moods. When the business trip started, I was really happy for you. I truly thought that you were finally going somewhere with that company. Finally, you were starting to take things seriously and not want to be stuck at entry level your whole life. I was excited for you. I helped you pack, helped you buy new suits out of meager savings. I stayed home, alone, even when you knew I was scared to death. I assumed all the extra time you spent with your phone in your hand was business related. But now that I think of it, looking back now, who the hell smiles like that at business emails, huh? Look, I may have been naive, but I know that I'm not stupid. I am so far from that. I knew. And you made me feel worthless. When that phone rang one day, I happened to be home. I was surprised to hear a very angry man on the other line. I mean, he was just pissed off as hell. He had all sorts of questions about you and his wife. I guess he wasn't expecting that I want to talk to him further about what was going on. So here's what we did. We met for coffee down at Tuscaloosa, far from our regular place that we usually go to. He was a bit older than me, but he was very, very good looking and real confident too. He carried a briefcase and looked very professional. We said our hellos and we ordered our drinks. I mean, I couldn't even stomach anything to eat that day. I was a bundle of nerves. So, anyway, I started the conversation asking if he was sure about his claims, still grasping the little bits of hope I had that he was wrong, that he called the wrong number, that it wasn't you. That he saw with his wife. But you know, as he opened his briefcase and handed me a photo, my heart sank. I couldn't believe it was you, but it was, with your arm around a pretty blonde woman who looked about 21, maybe. The next one he passed me was the two of you entering a hotel room. And he continued to pass me photo after photo and different occasions of the two of you together. I wanted to throw up. I mean, all my fears and all my suspicions were confirmed at last. You know, I sat there just quiet for a while, not really knowing what my reaction should be. I was completely out of control of this situation. I had no fucking clue how to proceed. I looked up at him. I asked him, what should I do? He told me to keep the photos and that he had many copies and suggested I either get mad or I get even. And so I left without saying goodbye because I was pretty much in a hurry. I didn't want a complete stranger seeing me break down like that. I mean, at home I spread the photos out around me and I studied you. I think that's when I started to hate you. I hated you for lying to me. I hated you for sleeping with her. I hated you for being so damn cowardly. I just fucking hated you. But I was calm. I was calm. I didn't know how, but I wasn't screaming and throwing your stuff out of the house, causing a big scene for the neighbors to hear, because you know I'm not like that. You damn well know I am not like that. I consider the words of that woman's husband, get mad or get even. And that night when you told me that you'd be away next weekend, a plan has been hatched in my mind. I wanted to get even, but I needed help. So I called him, the only other person who knew about your sordid affair. He said that he hadn't confronted his wife yet, and I asked him if we could meet up again. And he just kind of laughed, and he just told me that he happened to have the next weekend free. And that, my friend, was a coincidence. That's exactly what I said to him. That week passed quickly, and soon I was saying goodbye to you on Friday morning. You kissed my cheek, and I smiled at you, but on the inside, I was just cringing. That night, I drove out to an expensive-looking neighborhood. I rechecked the address that he'd given me and drove slowly down the street looking for the driveway. Their house was huge. I mean, but I guess the saying, money can't buy happiness, is true after all. I parked my car and walked out the front door, rang the doorbell, and waited. I dressed all nicely in my little black dress and my red high heels. And I was glad I did, too. If my plan was going to work, he needed to find me sexy and attractive. And so he answered the door, looking as handsome as I'd remember. A quick hello, and he invited me in. I commented on his lovely home, and he waved away the compliment, saying that he didn't have much to do with the decorating. He just made the money. He offered wine, and I graciously accepted. Glad to have a small distraction, you know, 'cause I really needed it. He leaned against the counter in a spacious kitchen, and he said to me, "I think I know why you are here." I swallowed my wine in the most unladylike gulp you've ever heard, and I just stared at him. "You want revenge, don't you?" he said with a gleam in his dark brown eyes. "Yep," I answered. "I want them to feel what we felt. I want them to hurt as bad as we did. And what better way than to do to them what they did to us?" "I agree," he said, taking his steps towards me. His large hands wrapped around my waist and pulled me closer. "Are you sure?" he asked. My yes was muffled as his lips pressed closely to mine. Hard. A little shock coursed through me, but I was soon caught up in the moment with him. My God! Could that man kiss? Months of pent-up sexual frustration at the hands of our cheating partners came pouring straight out. Our kisses have turned primal, on the verge of animalistic. Every time I came up for air, he pulled me back to him, not ready to let me go. Clothes were shed, hot skin came in contact with hot skin. Breathless panting and quiet moans were the sounds of our frenzy rush to see each other naked and exposed before each other. He was magnificent and strong. I mean, he could pick me up and throw me around like a rag doll. and we didn't even make it upstairs to his bedroom. We just went right it and fucked right there on the kitchen counter. His cock filled me like yours never could. A fleeting thought came into my head as I was being pounded like all those times I'd beg you to do. What was his wife thinking? Leaving this for you? Isn't that pathetic? You gotta ask yourself that question sometime. So, I got to spend my own weekend away. And thank God, too. It was one that I will never, ever forget. Especially since we'll be probably doing the same thing next week, and the weekend after that, and the weekend after that, and the weekend after that. You see, me and him, we have amazing chemistry, like you wouldn't believe. He satisfies me and makes me come like you never could. You know, it would only be right of me to just go ahead and thank you. You know? Anyway, I just wanted to send you this email to let you know that you can get your stuff out of this house this weekend. I won't be home, so we can avoid any discomfort of bumping into each other. Tell you the truth, I don't really care where you go. You and her can just work that out and just leave me out of it. Just don't contact me. Don't email me anymore. Don't call me. I mean, enjoy your little skank-ass broke bitch. I mean, broke. Thank goodness for prenups. I guess your business trips will have to stop now, won't they? Yours faithfully, your ex. And send.